Blog Talk Radio.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn. Over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you that I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You'll miss her most when you roam, 'cause you'll think of her and think of home. The good old Brooklyn Bridge. Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn.
Hey, welcome to How's New York with Brooklyn real estate attorney Robert Howe. Today we're welcoming Senator Marty Golin and members of his office to talk about the summer stroll on 3rd Avenue and the conclusion of it tomorrow night, the 2017 summer stroll. And we'll be chatting about that on today's episode. And now here is our host, as always, Robert Howe.
Well, welcome everyone to How's New York. I'm your host again, Robert Howe. And as always, we're talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community, politics, and any hot topics of the day. We're broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyearbyen, Norway, to Ushuaia del Fuego, thanks to power of Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my executive producer, Jason Versace, of Rising Tide Marketing. And as Jason mentioned, today we have as our guest State Senator Martin Golden of the 22nd New York State Senate District, which area covers the Bay Ridge section. Part of it covers the Bay Ridge section of Brooklyn. And hopefully Eileen Sacco. Eileen is the Summer Stroll coordinator for our Summer Stroll of 2017. So who are we welcoming, Jason?
Well, you got Marty Golden on the line.
Excellent. Marty, where are you? Are you up in Albany working hard for the people, or are you down here toiling away?
No, I'm toiling away. I just got into my office here. I was running back and forth with the fire department and John Quaglione. So everything's good, though. All good.
Sounds good. Marty, remind us, how did we get 5 years later with this so overwhelmingly successful Summer Stroll? How did it start, and where did it begin?
Well, I came up with the idea, the concept, and the city was a little reluctant at first, and then they only gave us a couple of nights, and then they gave us up to 4 nights. Actually, if you look at this stroll, it should probably be at least 6 nights, and rain dates. If there's a rain, that date is moved out to another date. Right now, we don't get rain dates. And when you see the community we come from, this community is just a great, great community. And people come out for these types of events. Years ago, I went to the Jersey Shore, the Hamptons. Now there's reasons for people to stay home and to enjoy their families and to come back to Bay Ridge, that live in Staten Island and other locations that have left Bay Ridge. And the place was jammed. I have never seen it's more crowded than the 3rd Avenue Festival. But the difference between the 3rd Avenue Festival and this is that this is all for the actual stores and the people that live here. So it's actually giving back to the community. And it's really, really built itself up to be one of the finest events, not only for Bay Ridge, but they're copying it in Sheepshead Bay, they're copying it in a couple of other places, and hopefully it's something that is taken seriously and gets the ability to get people out.
Yeah, you know, we don't mind being the example and being followed. That's very flattering to us. I think we set the bar very high, and we continue to notch it up a little each year. And as you point out, you know, it's sort of a Bay Ridge block party. It's different than the festival, which draws from all throughout the city. Primarily, these are Bay Ridge people, as you point out, that may have left for the Hamptons, the Jersey Shore, the Catskills, or Pennsylvania, but decided to stay the Friday night and spend it in Brooklyn. How important is that for the small merchants on the avenue?
It's extremely important, but before I get to that, this is an idea that I came up with, but what made the idea work was the community itself. You, Bob, as the head of the 3rd Avenue Merchants, and being able to drive and get our merchants to come out and to gamble coming out and to see what they could do and what they couldn't do. And it was amazing to find out how many came out and how many partook in this great, great stroll series over the past 5 years. The 6-8 precinct, Eileen Sacco and others, that did a great job. The community board that did a great job. My only problem is they closed it down a little bit too early for my sake, and I think they should stay open to at least 10:30 to 10:45. By that time, the restaurants have enough time to that last sitting. That last sitting in a restaurant's about 9:30, so it gives them enough time to clear their tables and get their customers fed and get and move on. Now, all the restaurants partake, but to the merchants themselves, it's the middle of the summer. You never did any business, and you're still paying the mortgage or the rent or the employees. So all this staff's got to be paid. All these bills got to be paid. So when you do something like this is a shot in the arm to these businesses. It gives them that life preserver that they may need in these times, because everything's going up. We live in the most expensive city in the nation, and nothing's coming down. Every time I look at a paper, somebody wants to raise a tax, whether it's on the millionaires or cigarettes or whatever it is, taxes. Somebody's always raising taxes, and it's not right. It's time to give back to our communities. It's time to give back to our merchants. It's time to have a real, you know, family gathering, and that's what this is, a family gathering. I've seen faces I haven't seen in I don't know how long, and they came back and visited. So it was really good. It was my wife's birthday on top of that, so Colleen got a nice little birthday event at the last Friday event.
Yes, we tried to put it especially right on her day. You tell her that. But, you do mention people coming back. You know, even this past Friday night, I bumped into a few people. They came in from Shelter Island for the event. They came up from the Jersey Shore. They didn't go to Breezy that night. They stayed in Brooklyn. And that's really a compliment, you know, to the neighborhood. And what you also point out, you bump into people you haven't seen. And I tell you, I'm sure it happens, you know, 20 times on each block where people say, geez, I haven't seen you in a while. They bump into somebody. And this is, you know, like the block party. You get to see the neighbor down the block who you may never have an opportunity to see in, you know, in any other setting. So this is really a big block party for Bay Ridge. And you and your office, play a great role in that. Talk a second, Marty, about the coordination between all of our agencies. I think that's also, you know, part of the success of our stroll.
Well, the city has always worked well with us. Like I said, we have to actually get a petition started, I think, to increase the number of nights. Like I said, it should be at least 6 nights. And Fifth Avenue has its own events, which they have 2 of them. Yes, and they got our event is tomorrow night, right? And we got the Friday night following is going to be the one on Fifth Avenue, and then of course we have summer concerts in the park, which we do down in Shore Road and over in Marine Park. But the coordination is done, with the community board, with 6-8 precinct, Department of Sanitation has to come in and clean up, so they got to work closely with us. We work closely with the SLA and DOT and so many other groups, and of course the licensing group. To make sure that everybody gets their licenses and have everything ready to go. Chip Cafaro plays an important, obviously, role here with his marshals in making sure that everybody has their license, the places are set up, that they once they have to be roped off are roped off, and that the cars are stopped from coming up and onto the streets that are having their events, and the streets are cleared early enough. And that's, again, working with DOT to make sure, and NYPD to make sure those cars are cleared off at 3rd Avenue. But the other thing we do, and I think we got to change, is we advertise it at 6 o'clock. We should be advertising at 5 o'clock. That street's already closed down. People are already walking in the streets at 5 o'clock. So that thing should go from 5 to 11, and we should change the advertising scheme on it. And I think the community board would have no problem, nor the NYPD, because the street's already set up and running. So that's something they got to take a look at, I think.
Yeah, well, it's an evolving process, and it seems like every time we have an agreement, there maybe one agency may have heard something different than the other agencies. But it's a matter of coordination. For the most part, we've been able to coordinate well. The police are great. You know, the police really in Bay Ridge, the 68th Precinct, works very closely throughout the year, and particularly on summer stroll nights and festival days with 3rd Avenue. And you just can't say enough about, you know, the way the captain and the community affairs people and the auxiliary all pitch in to make, you know, the avenue great on those, you know, those summer stroll nights.
Captain Joe Haywood does an outstanding job. Another guy you got to throw in there is Peter Ciccoli, the commanding officer of Fort Hamilton, because I see many of our soldiers up and down as well enjoying our festival, or I should say our stroll. And, of course, they've been a substance to this community since 1825. He's doing an outstanding job. But Captain Joe is outstanding. He just continues to do a great, great job.
I guess you've had the opportunity to see other copiers of our festival. Have you been able to attend other summer strolls that are happening on evening nights throughout the city?
Yeah, there's none that beat us, baby. None. The ones in Manhattan, obviously, if they do, is their block closing. They don't do like we do a summer stroll where you close down a whole series of blocks. But the nothing compared to what we do. And you could tell by the crowds. And it was proud to be on Third Avenue and to be eating in our fine white restaurants and seeing so many people partaking in it. That to me is that's the success, is when the people come out to enjoy it. And your coordination, Bob, is important to it as well. You know, the merchants are scared. You know, they got to rent tables, they got to rent chairs. You know, if it rains, what's going to happen? How do they eat that cost?
Yeah.
So these are all things that you got to try to convince the merchant to, you know, really get involved here, because it's for their own best interest, but for the best interest of the stroll and for the people that are coming to the avenue. So it's a gamble for some of these guys, but so far it's worked out. I think we had one, that one first one was a rain date. It was not that great, but it still had a good turnout to a degree, and people still enjoyed it. But it was a gamble for those guys that rented the tables and chairs that night. They didn't get a full restaurant setting. But they all got full restaurant settings this past Friday. I'll tell you that much.
Yes,
God willing, this Friday.
Absolutely. Marty, comment a little on the type of people that you see attending. I mean, I think when we met 6 years ago, our goal was to get – the grandparents, the parents, and the children all to come out together. Do you think we've achieved that goal?
I think that's one of the reasons you see the people coming back. The people coming in from all these different parts of the tri-state area come here because they're already coming. They're coming back to visit their aunt, their uncle, their mother, their father, their brother, their sister, their friend. So there's an investment here that they grew up here, and that some of that investment is still here, living here and growing up in what I believe is the greatest community and the greatest city and the greatest nation in the world. So I believe that that's happening, and that's the reason you see so many people coming out. And we got everything from arts and crafts for the kids. You got line dancing and for our seniors. You have the young kids dancing at different locations and that have stores on the avenue that are teaching the kids how to dance, and the parents come out to watch them. And the seniors and we're all getting up there, my friend. We all get the, you know, get a chance to sit at a table and sit down and have some fine food.
Yes.
But the cross that we get is across the board, from the very, very young to I went in, I seen a 99-year-old woman on the avenue on Friday, 99, walking the avenue. That to me was amazing. And I got another one I got to do tomorrow, is 96 years of age. I got to give her a certificate, but not at the festival, at another event. So we have a lot of our seniors growing, staying in our communities and growing older and healthier. And they're getting out and enjoying it. The bands that we have along the avenue for the all sorts of age groups, up and down, from the banjos to the you know, the different groups outside the greenhouse or outside Cebu, and all these different places did an outstanding job this past week.
And did we hear that you were singing also, or is that a rumor?
That was a rumor. I was dancing. And they had me up dancing with my beautiful wife. But the singing was a little over the top for me. I didn't want to drive people away from our great evening.
Yeah.
But
all right, we're going to have to put that rumor to bed or rest. But, you know, the other thing that happens at the festival, I know the 20-year-old, 30-year-old somethings in our neighborhood, they mark this on their calendar for all of their friends to get together. It's an opportunity for them all to get together and enjoy the avenue, you know, being closed and hitting the various bars and restaurants.
Well, we won't be able to walk this between Salty Dog and Pepino's and the Greenhouse, up to Giacomo's. I mean, you go up and down that avenue, all these restaurants are going to be pouring out, and we have the different, we have that tangerine, we have that Lebanese food, we have all different sorts of foods and that'll be out there from different restaurants. That's what really attracts a number of people to the avenue, is the different selections that we have, and multiple types of stores that are along the avenue that cater to different age groups and different communities and different cultures, which I think is very, very important. I had a great little meal at Tangerine the other day in town. It was really, really good. And Giacomo's, again, outstanding. Pepino's, you can't get in the door. Greenhouse, they got the band there, can't get in his door. I mean, that's what you want, Salty Dog pouring out the door. And that place is tremendous, a big place. But that's what you're going to see this Friday. You'll have a lot of people out there enjoying themselves, and God willing, our weather will be good to us, and we'll have a great evening.
Yeah, you know, in Bay Ridge between 3rd and 5th Avenue, we have just about every restaurant you could think about, and people really don't have to leave the community, drive anywhere, you know, just within a few blocks, you can get almost anything that, you know, you desire. Marty, you know, this year we extended to 68th Street, and we go all the way down to Three Jolly Pigeons. How important do you think that was to jump over Bay Ridge Avenue and bring that block, you know, into the stroll?
It's Bay Ridge, and it should be included. You have new coffee shops that opened up down there, to some of the finest coffees. Three Jolly Pigeons has been around since before us. So just to give you an idea how long that's been in the community.
Yes.
So, and you got a number of Spanish and Italian and Lebanese and Syrian restaurants all the way up from 68th Street all the way up. And it's really going to be a unique evening. And I can see that bringing that part of the avenue in gives them a shot in the arm to be able to pay their bills and show what they're doing. You got that Key Food down there that's opened up on between Narrows, between Ridge and Third. That's like 100,000 square feet. They're building parking garage on the second floor and on the first floor. That is tremendous coming to our community. It's there now. It's open. It's going to be a lot larger shortly. So you got that going on. So there's so much that's going on in our communities. New buildings, new constructions. I see the old Pittman's building's already torn down, and they're ready to start construction on that new building.
Yes,
up on 96th Street. So you're going to see a whole host of things going on in this avenue, and it gets people to say, hey, I like this. I'm coming back to this. Hey, that was pretty good. That looked nice. I'm going to go there. So I think that's the other element that brings to our festival is that the people see the different shops and the different restaurants. And I say, you know, I'm coming back to try that. You know what? I'm coming back. I want that dress. I'm coming back because I like that hairdresser guy, that salon over there. So I think that's what you're going to see people starting to do as well, which helps business as well.
Well, yeah, right. You do mention what you mentioned is correct. When you're on foot, there's a whole different perspective than if you're driving in your car up and down the avenue. And I had the experience when Pepino's opened maybe 5 years ago. They had just come out, and people are stopping in the avenue looking, wondering, because they are a little hidden behind the bus stop. But now people, because they're walking or strolling, they do see that there's a different pizza, you know, a pizza restaurant, and it was just odd to see everybody just stopping, and you could see that their mind was saying, boy, I didn't know this place was here. I got to come back and see it. So you do get a different perspective on foot than you do driving. Marty, time, we only have a few more minutes left. Tell us some of the things that you view as problems or hindrances for small businesses, or some of the things that are going on in Albany to alleviate or correct those situations.
Well, there's a whole host of things that hurt small business, and obviously we got to be able to get the crowds in so that they can enjoy their dinners and meals. So the permits and the fees and the licensing, the tremendous costs and the runaround that you have from agency to agency. I believe it was Rudy Giuliani some years ago, as the mayor, was going to try to get everything under one roof where you could bring all of your licenses and get them all done in the same day at one location instead of having to do them throughout the course of the year. That's a cost and a burden to small business. The taxes that they keep on imposing on small business, that's another issue that burdens our store owners and our property owners, and the employee taxes and the employees, making sure that they have workman's comp. What we did is we brought workers' comp down this year, so it's less. It costs less now on workers' comp for our stores. But then again, you got the minimum wage coming, and a minimum wage is going to hurt a tremendous number of our businesses. That was a bad thing to do. I don't think it was well thought out. about. And unfortunately, there's a price to pay for that, as we see in Seattle. Seattle's own report, so you got to remember, it's got to be a little tainted, this report. They said they lost almost 7,000 jobs, that the employee actually makes $125 less per month. So if you actually take that, because they cut their hours back, they cut their days back. So if you're looking at, of course, automation kicks in. McDonald's is putting in all these different nuke locations that don't require people working at them. Kiosk, and these kiosks are going to be the stores of the future. Our supermarkets are putting in automated places so that the cashiers, so that you don't have to wait on the line for a cashier. You go right to an automated cashier and you check yourself out. But I think we got to really rethink how we do to the small businesses this minimum wage. I think that's got to be rethought and retinkered with, so that we can make it plausible for our businesses to stay in business. So those are some of the things that I see that are going to hurt, and some of the things that I see that are going to help. We actually put into a 5-year plan, which we kicked into, which is across the board, taking down our personal income taxes across the state of New York. The Senate led that, bringing down the small business taxes and bringing down the individual taxes that we pay over a 5-year period. And it's a good chunk. So you're going to see some less taxes being paid out of all of our checks and incomes in the future. But it's going to take time. It's a 5-year period for that. And like I said, the minimum wage is going to be the biggest hurdle for most of our businesses and in the near future.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a lot of good points about things that are hurting small business. We are overregulated, we're overtaxed, and some of your colleagues, not you, think that there is an unlimited pot. Businesses only make X amount of dollars. If you tell a business, okay, you have to allocate more money in one direction, well, that's less money for something else. But for some reason, some of your colleagues don't understand. They think it's an unlimited pot that you can just take more money out and throw it in one direction. But you put money in one direction, you take away from the other, and that's what they're learning in Seattle. Tell them to pay some people more money. Well, there's less. They cut back on the number of people, you know, that they hire, and they go to automation. But as we're ending, Marty, just let me ask you to comment on the great job that your office, particularly Arlene and Eileen Sacco, who's not in your office, but is our summer stroll coordinator. What kind of a job are they doing on our avenue?
You got to remember, I got a super staff. My staff is the best in the state, and we get the most calls into this office for issues, not just here for our community, but from the tri-state area. The same people that come back to visit want to call up on their mom, their dad, their uncles, and find out how they're doing, and if there's an issue, can we take care of it for them? So they do a spectacular job. Now, you can remember, we do the summer strolls. I have we have our senior boat outings with luncheons. We have senior breakfasts. We have you name it, so to keep our community engaged and doing different events. So it's a pretty active office in being able to reach. You know, I remember I go out all the way out to Marine Park. So there are a host of areas that I have to work with closely to make sure Garrison Beach is still suffering from the unfortunate Sandy some 5 years ago. So working closely with them. So many communities you got to get into and roll up your sleeve and make sure that you're doing what's right for them. So this office has been there for each and every one of these different communities and for the people and families that live in those communities. I'm very proud of my staff, extremely proud.
And particularly Arlene, who works very closely with Eileen. I think without Eileen Sacco, without those two, if it was left up to me and you, we just have a few folding chairs out on the avenue. But with them, we have a vibrant stroll, very well coordinated and very well supervised, and a success for the neighborhood.
You know what it is? It's finding a person that's active in the community as well as working in my office. That Arlene's on the board at the Guildford Exceptional Children. She's the board president at the Norwegian Home, Christian Home. She's involved in so many different community not-for-profits and where they actually help families. And that's all of my office. They all have different commitments outside of this office that keeps them as part of the growing up in this community and part of the network of helping and being part of the community that's out there that will take care of those needs. So we're proud of Arlene, very proud.
Yes, and down here we're proud of Eileen, who volunteers hundreds of hours to make sure that the evening is a big success and works very closely with Arlene Rotola of your office. Well, Marty,
there's no dust in either of them. Believe me, they're both hard workers.
Yes, they are. Well, Marty, we have come to the end of our 30 minutes, and we appreciate you coming on to talk about Summer Stroll, how important it is for the neighborhood, and also a few comments on the importance of small business and the hurdles that we face. And we appreciate the work that your office is doing and appreciate that you appreciate what, you know, our struggles here on the Avenue are.
And don't forget to use the ferry to get here, too. We got that ferry on the 69th Street, which is very important to our community, and I think that's something we started way back when, and I'm glad to see that the mayor has put up so many different locations now for this ferry, and that brings people to and back and forth from our community as well.
And
Bob,
they happen to be sponsors of our stroll also.
Yep.
Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you for the good work that you, Bob, that you do, and the Third Avenue Merchants, and that good lady, that Diane, say hello, and your kids.
I will.
And give my regards home. God bless
you,
buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Marty.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. Well, this concludes today's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks to our guest, State Senator Marty Golden of the 22nd New York State Senate District, for sharing his insights with us about Summer Stroll 2017. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn.